Now this method is also available. If you follow this, this is again not necessary. But again, once you have reached that point, then the whole thing may even flow from you. If you so desire, the entire life divine can flow through you without any effort on your part. It's quite possible. As Sri Aurobindo himself said, I am not a philosopher, not a philosopher, not a philosopher. He wrote all this with a complete silent mind. It was a flow of knowledge going straight on the typewriter. This is a speciality of this knowledge, that it is not a knowledge which has been intellectually thought out. It is a knowledge which has flowed from the Supreme Origin, who knows what is to be said and to whom it is said, to whom it is addressed. This is certainly addressed to somebody. There is no doubt about it. It has just flown. At this age, it knows very well what this age is, what kind of questions will be asked, what is the quest. Certain section of humanity is bound to ask this question, which are answered here, in the way in which they are answered. And this has been done. So, now this being the background, in either case, there is going to be as great a difficulty as the difficulty you face here. Whether you follow the process of devotion, or the process of action, or the process of knowledge, you are bound to arrive at a stupendous difficulty somewhere, as much as we have here in this chapter. Now you have to make a choice. Do you want to have this or not? This is at least one process. I did not say that this is the only process, not at all. But I would again go one step farther, that while this is dispensable, in a certain sense this is indispensable. If you want to be an ideal personality which the modern world requires, if it is only a question of your own realizing God, coming into contact with Him, that the moment you touch Him by any other methods, others will be added to you. Even this knowledge will come to you automatically. As far as your individual question is concerned, this is dispensable. But if you want to be an ideal person for the world that is being now coming up in the modern age, in the present age, then every one of us will be required to become a teacher. Everyone. Whether you like it or not, this is the one message which should be written on the sky for everybody. That everyone today will be required to become a teacher. If you don't become a teacher, it is at your peril. Your life will not be lived as happily as you will be able to live if you become a teacher. You may not be appointed as a teacher in a school, but as a mother, as a friend, as a counselor, as a worker, in any field, you are required to be a teacher. And as a teacher, you will be required to meet different kinds of personalities. And some of them will be intellectual. Some of them, not all, but some of them will be intellectual. So in your dealing with those people, you will be required to have that intellectual equipment by which you will be able to deal with those people who will constitute one portion of the totality of the people with whom you have to deal with. Therefore, this intellectual equipment, in that sense, is indispensable. This is from the futuristic point of view. It is true that just now, many of us are not required to do all this. It is quite true, because we are still in a transition. But the time is running so fast that within 20 years, you'll be required to do this. That movement is so fast. And 20 years is not very far off. So, to be prepared for what is to happen to us 20 years hence, if we can do this, it will be very useful. If not to your children, your grandchildren are bound to be with you. And when you have to deal with your grandchildren, these questions will become quite prominent by that time. Because the movement is very fast. Today we are already speaking of the alienation of children. One of the most important problems of parents today is the alienation of children. Because the world in which the children are living today is beyond your control, beyond control of anybody. Even children are not in control of that world, parents are not in control of that world, teachers are not in control of the world, none. It is as if the world is moving, and every one of us are obliged to salute that world as it comes up. Who can control television? Even those who prepare television films, they can't produce all the films. They can only produce a few. It is the whole totality which is working on the totality in which none can control anybody else. So it is a world which is, as it were, made so impersonal that nobody has control over it.
Only knowledge can happen.
Pardon?
Only knowledge can happen.
That's right. That is why the only thing by which you can really make your children closer to you is by the power of knowledge. It is when you are very knowledgeable, when you are able to answer the deepest questions. So this is the time where we are now. In this time, if you really want to help your children, then everybody is required to have a very great equipment. Intellectual, emotional, dynamic. Karma, jnana, bhakti, all the three have to be developed, whether you like it or not. It's now not left to humanity to decide whether I want it or not. If you do not have it, this a big machine has gone now forward, and if you don't do it, you are just thrown out, and you will stand crying in the world. That is all. But if you want to remain alive, participate, work actively, contribute to it, or at least even to vibrate like the flute, then these achievements, these equipments are absolutely necessary. And yet, these equipments should not make you proud, because as I told you, in all the three methods, the only condition of achievement is absolutely to be like a child, or to be really opening up, or to completely still your mind. Either still the mind, in which there is no pride possible, or you become a child, as in Bhakti Yoga, in which there is no pride, or you open yourself completely, in which the question of egoism does not arise at all. So the question of egoism is automatically out. So we have to reach a stage of getting ourselves equipped and yet not feeling proud at all, because the moment there is pride, neither of these three equipments are possible. So it is in that stage of consciousness, in that level, that we all are involved.